Hello and a very good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Asha Menon. Today's 22nd of May. Here are the top 10 things to know before the market opens. The market is likely to open marginally lower on Monday as the SGX Nifty indicates a negative start for the broader index with a loss of 28 points after opening the session at 18,209. SGX futures touched a high of 18,209 in early trade on May 22nd. BSE Sensex gained 297 points to close at 61,729 in the previous session, while the Nifty 50 closed 73 points higher at 18,203. The Nifty 50 traded comfortably higher than its 200-day moving average of 17,997 and is expected to build on the recent momentum. Pivot charts indicate that Nifty may get support at 18,100, followed by 18,063 and 18,003. If the index advances, 18,221 would be the key resistance level to watch out for, followed by 18,258 and 18,318. Let's move on to the global markets. First, the US markets. Stock futures retreated slightly on Sunday evening as traders monitored the negotiations over the US debt ceiling. Futures for the Dow Jones Industrial Average ticked down 48 points or about 0.1%. S&P 500 futures dipped about 0.2% and NASDAQ 100 futures also shed 0.1%. Last week, stocks rose despite the uncertainty in Washington. The NASDAQ Composite climbed 3.04%, while the S&P 500 gained 1.65%. The Dow added 0.38%. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are set to meet on Monday to continue negotiations. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said the U.S. could default on its debt as early as June 1st. Now for the European markets. European markets closed higher Friday as U.S. debt ceiling talks boosted investor environment. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 Index closed up 0.77% with all sectors in the green, bar retail, which dipped 0.8%. Financial services led gains with a 2.2% uptick, followed by construction stocks, which were up 1.56%. German stocks extended the previous day's gains with the DAX index climbing 0.8% to close at 16,275.38. An all-time high. Tesco shares traded 0.5% lower after the supermarket chain said Chairman John Allen would step down at its shareholder meeting on June 16th, and this is following reported allegations of inappropriate behavior. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets traded mixed on Monday after the Group of Seven or G7 summit in Hiroshima concluded and talks on the debt ceiling are slated to resume in the US. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 slid 0.11% and the TOPIX traded close to the flat line following its outperformance last week. Investors will further digest Japan's machinery orders for March on Monday. In Australia, the S&P ASX 200 was marginally lower, while South Korea's KOSPI was fractionally higher. In contrast, the KOSDAQ saw a loss of 0.34%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index looks to slightly fall, with futures at 19,410 compared to its close of 19,450.57. China's one-year and five-year loan prime rates for May are scheduled to be released later in the day. Divi's Labs Q4 net profit declined 64% to 318.79 crore rupees and lags street estimate. Pharmaceutical major Divi's Laboratories net profit for the quarter ended March 2023 slumped 63.89% on year to 318.79 crore rupees, bogged down by the high base of COVID-19 sales of molnupiravir and elevated input costs. The standalone net profit for the fourth quarter plunged from 882.96 crore rupees seen a year ago and lagged the street estimate of 373.3 crore rupees. Moving on to FPIs. Foreign investors have put in 30,945 crore rupees in the Indian equities in May so far. This was driven by strong macroeconomic fundamentals, prospect of reducing interest rates, positive earnings outlook, and falling valuations of stocks. With this, net inflows by foreign portfolio investors or FPIs reached 16,365 crore rupees in 2023 so far. Oil prices. Oil prices reversed course to fall on Friday after US House Republicans and President Joe Biden's administration paused talks about raising the government's debt ceiling. This triggers the fear of a default that could cut energy demand. Brent futures settled 28 cents or 0.8% lower at $75.58 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate US crude for July expiry fell 25 cents or 0.3% to $71.69 a barrel. The dollar index traded 0.39% lower in futures at 103.19, whereas the value of $1 hovered near 82.91 rupees. Gold. Gold rallied 1% on Friday, recouping some losses from earlier this week. This was on renewed worries about the stability of the banking sector. Traders slashed bets for another interest rate hike following remarks from the US Federal Reserve Chairman. Spot gold gained 1.2% to $1,981.79 per ounce by 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. US gold futures settled 1.1% higher at $1,981.6. FII and DII. Foreign institutional investors or FII sold shares worth 113.46 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors or DIIs bought shares worth 1071.35 crore rupees on May 16th. Next, let's listen to our voice of the day, Prateek Kothari, investment analyst at Unique Asset Management, telling us why capital goods sector looks promising and why stock picking is important while looking for winners here.
So various capital intensive sectors from energy, steel, cement, chemicals, refineries, distilleries, all are operating at higher utilization levels with much better profitability. All of them have started announcing sizable capex, which is much higher than what they have done in the past. The corporate balance sheets currently are at its best in the last 20 years. Banking sector has strengthened over the last 2-3 years, and they all are ready to lend. On the other side, we have government's strong commitment to infrastructure. We all know about the capital outlay of about 10 lakh crores that they have announced this year, which was just under 4 lakh crores 3 years back. We have about 2 lakh crores which have been assigned towards PLI incentives. The lower corporate tax rate at 15%, which is valid for another year. So these are all providing further incentives. The change in labor laws in Karnataka recently actually sets a very encouraging precedent, and hopefully other states follow suit, which would put India at a very encouraging position compared to the world. Anecdotally, we do read about China Plus One and many multinational corporations recognizing India's potential and investing further to establish India as a manufacturing base for the world. Companies like SKF, Schaeffler, Cisco, Legrand, Walmart, Renault Nissan, and Apple, of course. McKinsey Deloitte too reinforced this trend in the recent report. We do hear from the Indian manufacturers that Indian companies are gaining recognition in the Indian markets, and players with a history and technical competence should see rapid acceptance in exports. All of this narrative ultimately has to be reflected in numbers, and we see that across capital goods companies, much higher order book, much higher order inflow than what they used to report 3-4 years back. The book-to-bill ratio for EPC companies currently stands at 3.1 compared to 2.6 with pre-COVID. However, like you mentioned, it's crucial to acknowledge that many of these positive expectations have been captured by the investors' attention and is being priced into the market. We have Tier 1 capital goods company trading at a very high multiple of 50 to 70 times earnings. It's no longer a contract, it's no longer out of favor. Therefore, one should be extremely careful and identify individual companies at a fair price. Having said that, I think it's also important to note that industrial cycle tends to last for a very long time. The last cycle from 2003 lasted for about 7 or 8 years, and so did the down cycle, which lasted, I think, for about 9 years. So just to summarize and conclude, I think the optimism is driven by the stronger balance sheet, much higher utilization levels, the rising capex announcements, the infra spend by the government, China Plus One, the PLI scheme, the lower corporate tax rates, and India's acceptance in the global market.
That's all from us today. Have a great trading day and see you tomorrow, same time.